It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Well, it will be Matt Jones jumping center for Mountain Home. Paragould will have Jonah Treese trying to win the tip for the Rams. As we are about to get underway, ball's up in the air. The tip is controlled by Mountain Home. They're moving right to left as Luke Cruz immediately goes in for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Paragould. Lear into the front court for the Rams. Throws over to Treese on the left side. Now it goes to Starling, back to Treese. He's going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. Good, and Paragould strikes first.
Jonah Treese
with his first 3 points of the night. 3-0. Paragould on top as we are 25 seconds into this contest. Here's Gilbert with a top. Throws it to Benton there between the circles. Now gives to Cruz, who's going down towards the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. Steal by Cole Doken. Back comes Paragould. First turnover of the night against Mountain Home. Here's Treese with it up top. Throws it over on the right side to Wilmus. Now down, goes down the corner to Starling. Now back to Treese on the wing. Up top goes to Starling. Oh, I'm sorry, to Wilmus. Now Lear's going to take the ball, go into the lane for the layup. Good. Nathan Lear with his first 2 points. 5-0, Paragould leading as we are a minute into this game. Gilbert across the timeline, drills to the right side. Throws up top to Peters. Over to Cruz on the right. Down the low block to Jones. Looking to make a move for the layup. No good. Rebounds controlled by Lear, and back come the Rams. Lear into the front court. Throws over to Treese on the left side. He takes the screen, dribbles toward the free throw line. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Jonah Treese with 5 points. 6.5 minutes left to play in this game. It's already a 7-0 Paragould lead. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Peters on the right side. Throws up top to Cruz. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to drill down toward the corner, and he's going to draw a little contact from Hunter Wilmus as his first personal foul, team foul number one against Paragould. Luke Cruz going to come out of the game with 6:16 left in the first quarter. He'll be replaced by Hunter Bashirs, a 6-foot senior. Benton will inbound it on the baseline for Mountain Home. Throws up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the left. Ben dribbles down towards the corner. Now is going into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in, and Mountain Home's on the board. Talon Ben with his first 2 points of the night. 7-2, Paragould leading it. A little over 6 minutes left of the first quarter. Treese into the front court. Throws it to Lear up top. Over on the left side, it goes to Doak. His three-pointer will not go. And the rebound controlled by Jones. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. Gilbert across the timeline. Throws over to Benton in the left corner. Thought about the three, now dribbles out to the wing. Skip pass to Peters on the right side. He's going down into the lane. He's going to put up the little hook shot. No good. Treese gets the rebound for the Rams. Over 5.5 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Treese into the front court. Takes the screen from Starling. Now throws it up top to Doak. Over on the right side, it goes to Lear. Up top to Treese. Over on the left side to Wilmus. Now up top to Starling. Starling's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound by Treese. And Paragould will keep possession. Lear has it now on the right side. And he's going to try for the three-pointer. That one will not go either. And this time Benton gets the rebound from Mountain Home. He's quickly back the other way for the Bombers. Throws it to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Takes a screen from Jones. Throws up top to Bashirs. Over to Peters on the left. Peters throws it up top to Jones. Over to Benton on the right. Benton will get some distance between him and his defender. Put up the three, and it rolls around and goes in. Callum Benton with all five of Mountain Home's points. Cuts Paragould's lead to two. Back come the Rams here. Starling with it on the left side. Now gives it near the top to Treese. Here's his pass. It was stolen by Talon Benton. Back comes Mountain Home. Benton will kick it to Peters, who's going in for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. 4:21 left to play in the first quarter as Colton Peters go to the line for the old-fashioned three and trying to give Mountain Home their first lead of the night. That foul is on Jonah Treese, his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers. The free throw will not go, but Mountain Home gets the offensive rebound. Matt Jones going into the lane for the layup. It kind of just rolls around the rim and finally goes in. Matt Jones, his first 2 points of the night. So one tie and one lead change in this game so far. 4:05 left. Mountain Home's up 9-7. Here is Willis with it. Throws it down in the right corner to Lear. Now Starling has it near the top. Gives it to Treese on the left side. He puts up the three-pointer. Will not go. Offensive rebound for Starling. Throws it up to Wilmots. He's going to try for the three-pointer, and that one goes in. Hunter Wilmots with his first 3 points of the night. Second lead change as Paragould goes back up top 10-9 with 3:40 left in the first quarter. Baylor Cresselius will check in from Mountain Home with the next available time. Gilbert with it up top. Dribbles to the right side. Gets it there to Peters. Peters dribbles up between the circles. Throws over to Gilbert near the left corner, and he's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! All right, Gilbert with his first 3 points of the night. Third lead change of the night as Mountain Home's up 12-10. 3:20 left in this first quarter. Freeze across the timeline for the Rams. Throws over to Lear on the right side. Now up top to Starling. Now Starling's going to dribble toward the left side of the lane. Goes into the paint. He has the ball knocked away from him. Ball is loose, and now a jump ball is going to be called. And it's going to be Paragould's basketball on the possession arrow. 3:01 left to play in the first quarter as Baylor Cresselius comes in, replacing Matt Jones. Again, it's a two-point Mountain Home advantage. Lear will inbound the ball for the Rams on the baseline. Lear trying to figure out where to go with it. Finally gives it to Wilmots, who immediately puts up the shot just outside the lane. No good. Treese gets offensive rebound, kicks out to Doak. Now the ball is going to be kicked by Gilbert, and so that will be Paragould inbounding on the baseline with 2:52 left in the first quarter. Lear inbounds it to Wilmots in the right corner. His jumper good. Hunter Wilmots with his first 2 points. I'm sorry, it was his first two-pointer. He's actually got 5 points, and that is the second tie of the night. We're knotted up at 12-all with 2:40 left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Throws it over to Benton on the right side. Now it gives to Gilbert. He's going to try for another three-pointer. That one will not go, and this time Treese gets a rebound for Paragould. He'll kick it to Doak, who brings it into for the front court. Doak throws it up top to Lear. Over to Wilmots on the left side. 2:15 left in the first quarter. Again, we're tied at 12. Ball goes up top to Lear. Over to Doak on the right side. His three-pointer will not go. Rebound controlled by Peters. And back come the Bombers. Peters walks across the timeline. Has it on the right side. Takes the screen from Cresselius. Throws up top to Shears. Over on the left to Benton. Benton will give a skip pass to Peters. And Peters is going to be called for the travel. Second turnover against Mountain Home. Luke Cruz going to check in, replacing Colton Peters with 1:52. Let's play in the first quarter. Again, we're tied up at 12-all. Starling takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Lear, who will bring it into the front court. Lear throws it on the right side to Doak, down on a low block to Treese. Treese loses the handle of the ball. Ball is loose, and now it's a jump ball is going to be called, and this time Mountain Home's going to get the ball on the possession arrow. That is the second turnover against Paragould tonight with 1:36 left in the first quarter. Talon Benton will walk the ball across the timeline. Dribble to the right side. Throws it up top to Gill. About three. Now dribbles to the left side. Now he'll give it up top to Cruz. Over to Bashirs on the right. Bashirs is going to put up the three-pointer. Good! Hunter Bashirs with his first 3 points of the night. 15-12. Mountain Home goes back on top. 1:12 left in the first quarter. Treese into the front court. Has it on the right side. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense, by the way. Now Wilmots has it there on the wing. He takes the screen. Now throws it up top to Starling. Over on the left, it goes to Lear. Up top to Treese. Treese is going to drill to the elbow, pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Talon Benton. And back come the Bombers. Benton into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. The right wing. Throws it up top to Cruz. Over to Bashir's on the left side. He'll take the screen from Cruz. Picks up his drill, gives it to Cresilius up at the top. Over to Benton on the right side. 33 seconds left in this first quarter. Ball goes up top to Cruz. He thought about the three. Now kicks over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the layup. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 5 points. 17-12, Mount's home leading it. 20 seconds left of the quarter. Lear into the front court for the Rams. 15 seconds left. Lear still dribbling up at the top. 10 seconds left. Over to Starling on the right side. Now up top to Doak. 5 seconds left. Over to Wilmus on the right. 3 seconds. He's going to have to put up the three over Talon Benton. He can't get it to go. Luke Cruz gets the rebound, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Paragould 17-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.